Those were the original lyrics, Wendy. I know you're kidding, but that was the original lyric. Carmelo Camara joins us right now. And when I heard Carmelo, that we were having Carmelo Camara on, I said, I love that Havana Unana song. So this will be a great chance to hear it live in studio.
Well, I haven't performed that live since I was in the talent show in 7th grade.
For years. Carmelo is the owner of Camara's Comics in Oak Lawn and in LaGrange and is doing something very, very interesting with his shop. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Well, I've decided to... I decided to give away one of my stores for free in an essay competition.
All right, so that sounds a little crazy. May I just jump in and say that?
It's a lot crazy, I think, yeah. I have two stores, and we started publishing and stuff recently, and I'm very split in a lot of directions. I just got married, and so I realized...
Congratulations, because I know people were going to go, this guy's not married. Yes, he is. People can read comic books. I love comic books. I go to your LaGrange Chimera all the time.
Thank you.
Love it, and... people were going to say, is this guy married? I'm just telling you. But you are.
Oh, you flatter me. I just got married, and I'm also a practicing attorney, and so I'm just, like, cut into too many pieces. And when I realized I had to get rid of one of the stores to do a better job, it was a tough call, but I had this idea that instead of selling the store, why not give it away? So people are like, oh, so like Willy Wonka. And that's exactly
like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, and my name's alliterative too, so it works perfectly, right? when I had that idea, I thought it was very exciting. So I know it's weird, and I know it's people are sometimes skeptical of things that are new and that they don't understand. But I am for sure going to give this away.
But I want to make it clear, you're not ripping off of Willy Wonka, and the fact that you're putting golden tickets and special comic books has nothing to do with
Willy
Wonka.
That's a complete coincidence.
Sure it is.
Yeah, trademark pending.
Yeah.
So this is an essay contest, and February 28th, I just want to throw that out there. That's the deadline. That's 3 days away. They have to get it to you. Any particular amount of words in this essay, and what does it have to entail? Just why they want Chimera's comic book store?
No, that's a great question. So the essay is what makes a great comic book store?
Mm.
And they have to answer the question in 500 words or less. I'll take applications until the end of the day on the 28th or until I get 2,000 applications. If I get 2,000, I'll cut it off because I just cannot read that many.
Yeah.
I already have the length of the first three Harry Potter novels to read in terms of word count, so I can't go much more than that.
So once they receive it, whoever wins this, how does stuff like the rent work? Is the rent paid off, or do they have to pick up the rent right away on the comic book shop? How does that work?
That's a great question. So we don't own the building. I'm not like the landlord at the building, so they'll have to reach their own lease agreement with the landlord. That's not mine to give.
Right.
You know,
right.
Same with accounts with distributors or things, you know, business licenses. I can't gift that to somebody.
Right.
I'll do my best to provide guidance to whoever gets the store. I want them to be successful, but I can only give them what I have.
That makes sense.
You know, the inventory, the fixtures, the equipment, that stuff I can give.
Roughly how many comics are in the shop right now that they will inherit if they win this, would you say?
I'd say it's got to be in the tens of thousands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Wow.
My favorite part about comic books is I love putting them in a bag with the board. That, for some reason, that is just soothing
to me.
Classes
them up.
I enjoy doing it. Yeah,
I know it
can
seem
tedious. By the way?
Always. I know it can seem tedious, but when you're a collector, there's something really cool about seeing all of your things and then taking care of them really nicely, putting them in order. It's just kind of the fun of having it.
Right. I know you can't give away absolute specifics, but as you're going through all these essays, what are a couple of things that you're kind of looking for that could help somebody?
Sure. Well, I'm looking for passion, first of all, because I believe that's what it takes to make a real niche like that succeed.
Yeah.
I'm looking for creativity, because there's a lot of comic book stores in the city, and there's a lot of great comic book stores, but you have an opportunity to stand apart. This isn't a cookie-cutter thing like some franchise restaurants where it has to be the same. This can be whatever you want it to be. And I'm also looking for work ethic, because I'm giving away a dream job, but it's a job and it's work. And, you know, if you think you're going to just sit behind the counter and read comics all day, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's only 90% of it.
Exactly. Market research.
Right.
The LaGrange one is pretty close to our house. So my younger son used to go there and play HeroClix. And it was really like anybody could just go in there, sign up, walk in. It was like a little neighborhood hangout. And my husband does a subscription series there where you can pick up monthly comics. I like Preacher. I like X-Files. You don't have to love superheroes to love comics, do you?
Oh, that's right. You know, comics are they're a medium, not a genre, and there's genres within that. So their superheroes are very visible, sure, but there's horror comics and sci-fi and fantasy, and there's really no limit to what could be told in that format.
We were talking about Stan Lee a little while ago. They mentioned him last night on the Academy Awards. That guy probably did more for the comic book industry than anybody else in history. Would you agree with that?
I mean, maybe not more than anybody, but I think certainly being as visible as he is, he definitely mainstreamed it in a way that no one else ever has. There's other writers and artists who've been as prolific, even if they aren't as, you know, visible to the public, because he had a big personality, right? And that he was infectious with his excitement and his love. So I think he's definitely in the top few, for sure.
A hard day when you heard about him dying? Was that a rough day in the comic book industry?
It was really sad, and I actually had, like my parents called me. I had friends, and they were like, are you okay? And I'm like, as if I had known him personally, but that's the impact that he had on me and so many other people.
Yeah.
Has Kevin Smith sent in an essay to try and get your comic book store?
I think Kevin Smith is still mad at me because I reviewed Comic Book Men when it first started on AMC, and my review was not awesome, and so I think they may have a little bit of a grudge
there. Because the show is fairly unrealistic, is that why?
My problem with the first episode was that everyone was a little kind of mean-spirited, and the most interesting part of the show for me was when they were talking about the comics people were trying to sell and the social impact of those and why they were important, and then that was like the smallest part of the show, and I just didn't resonate with me. Maybe it was too real for me, right? Like, do you want to watch a reality show about your own life? That could be a problem. So,
All right, we're talking to Carmelo Chimera. Am I saying it right?
I think that's the pronunciation that'll make my dad happy.
Yeah. All right, perfect. You're giving away your Oaklawn Chimera's comic book store, 1,500 square foot shop. It's been open for 6 years. And now the inventory, the fixtures, all that stuff's going with it?
That's right. The inventory, the equipment, the fixtures, the software, and the associated 6 years of goodwill, I'm just going to hand it over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this what you thought, like, before you got into this, at some point you dreamt it, you said, boy, wouldn't that be fun to own a comic book shop? Is it kind of what you thought it would be, or were there any major surprises along the way?
I think it is what I thought it would be because I approached it with a lot of imagination. Everything I do, I try to say, like, well, why don't we tear down our preconceptions and why don't we look at things a little bit differently?
Yeah.
And the comic book shop really allowed me to do that. What I think I didn't expect was how limited I turned out to be in terms of my time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, I can have a business on the side while I'm writing and while I'm practicing law. And the truth is, like, you can do multiple things, but only to a point, right? And you can't do everything 100% all the time. So if you can't juggle that, life can get very complicated very quickly.
So most comic book shop owners are not also lawyers? Is that what you're saying? I always assumed
I'm told
they
it's
were.
A rarity.
I thought they all were.
Okay. Although I'm thinking about you. You said you're 29 years old.
That's right.
You're an attorney. What the hell happened to us?
We gave up early.
Oh, I mean, I feel the same way, though. I look at my brother. He's 17. And he just published his first book, The Crusader, and he got a traditional publisher picked him up. I started my own publishing company to do it, but he got picked up by a publisher, so I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
That's pretty, for both of you, that's really good, though. That's amazing.
He's 17 and did
17.
This?
17, yeah. He's my best friend. He's my hero. He's fantastic.
Wow.
What's wrong with you? I mean,
wow.
You're so not common. I enjoy it.
Oh, thank you.
What's your brother's graphic novel called?
It's called The Crusader, and it's actually a young adult novel. It's a superhero origin story, and I liked it because with a lot of superhero origins, you know where it's going to end. You know that Clark Kent becomes Superman.
Sure.
You know he makes the right choices. But Nick really captured like how hard it is to be a teenager because he's living that life right now, and then he was able to take that and create a scenario where you really don't know that the character's going to make the right choices.
Right.
I really enjoyed it, and I was just so impressed that he was able to. He spent 2 years doing it. And it's on Amazon, The Crusader, and his name's Nick Chimera.
Yeah.
And he's everything I want to be.
Oh, what a nice thing to say
that
about
is
your
so
brother.
Sweet. We're going to take a quick break, and then you have a graphic novel that we want to talk about as well.
Well, thank you.
And where do people send their little essay, 500 words or less, as to why they want to own a comic book shop, and then they might be able to walk away with Chimera's Comics in Oak Lawn? Where do they get this info to you?
So they'll visit my website, chimerascomics.com, chimerascomics.com, and the link's right there on the homepage. I have instructions. There's a video. It's not hard. It's just checking out like any other store online, and you'll paste your essay in your order notes.
Pretty exciting, and we'll find out about your graphic novel yet next. It's Bill. It's Wendy. It's 720 WGN. We're talking about comic books, and I really enjoy reading them. Before Jimmy Mack and I got married, a good Saturday night would be laying in bed reading comic books, maybe with a beer, but it's always fun to do. We have the owner of Chimera's Comics in Oak Lawn and LaGrange, Carmelo Chimera.
Nice. I like the role there. Yeah.
And we go to the LaGrange store. It's right on LaGrange Road, right off the train, if you want to go there, anyone. And you also have an Oak Lawn store, but you're giving it away with a 500 words or less essay. What makes a great comic book store? Are you then going to take this input and work to make the LaGrange store more of what people want?
You know, I hadn't even thought of that, but I'm sure there's a gold mine of great ideas that I would love to always improve the store. I hope whoever wins the Oak Lawn store is someone that we can continue to work with and cross-promote and things like that, and that I can learn from, too.
Yeah, that would be nice. Are there other stores in the Chicagoland area or beyond that you have seen and you say, wow, are they doing it right? This place is fantastic.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I'm always inspired. Obviously, one of the biggest ones in the city is Challengers. Is a great store. I love First Aid Comics, and I know the owners there very well. Oh Yeah Comics in Skokie, we like to call it our sister store.
Yeah.
So those are all great shops. I visited a store called the Vault of Midnight in Michigan, and that store also just knocked my socks off. It was great.
All right.
I love the name, by the way.
It's cool, right?
It sounds very dark.
Very impressive name.
Like the Doomsday Dungeon or something. That's too dark.
Yeah.
So tell us about your graphic novel. Is it Magnificent?
That's right. That's my first graphic novel, and it's a superhero story about a character who's imprisoned, he's being experimented on, and when he escapes, he has to decide if he's going to take revenge or choose to be a hero despite all the bad things that happened to him. And it's a message I really believe in. I spent 9 years on that book. That's my first work. My next thing is coming out in a couple months is a horror book called Cellar Door. So we've got some good projects.
That's excellent. That's great. Last night at the Academy Awards, Black Panther became the first film ever, a comic book film ever, to be nominated for Best Picture. Does that surprise you that it took so long or that they finally got one in? What were your thoughts on that?
I had the thought last night that it's the beginning, I think, of a new era in comic book movies, because when they really first started coming out in droves in the early 2000s, they were just, I think, trying to mine these IPs for quick cash, and they weren't all great. And then Marvel started taking them more seriously, and quality control really locked down, and the movies got better, right?
Yeah.
Dark Knight, Iron Man came out in 2008. Things got better. This is now the next stage when people say, wow, we can take this material very seriously, and it'll be commercially successful, and it's okay to recognize it with awards.
Someone has texted in and said, ask about that comic that DC just canceled with Jesus. Jesus was a sidekick. Was it Starman or something? There was something in the news. Did you hear about this?
I think they're talking about a comic called Second Coming, and I'd heard they were going to put it out. I don't really know much about it except that they canceled it, but that it'll still come out, just not from DC Comics.
Oh, so then they just take it to their own distributor or whatever.
Yeah, they might take it to Kickstarter or something like that, like I've done, and a lot of creators are successful with passion projects like that on there.
Yeah, DC cancels comic book about a second coming of Christ amid the backlash.
Carmelo, someone in 708 wants to know, and I don't know, maybe I didn't hear this right, is there an application fee when you send in an application for this?
Yeah, there's a small application fee. It's $25, okay. And there's a lot of good reasons for that I'm happy to explain, but it's nominal.
Yeah.
So they have to fill out the application fee, and as they do that, they can paste their essay.
And that's non-refundable.
It's a non-refundable application fee. You know, I get about 10,000 malicious spam bot attempts to log into my website every week,
mm-hmm.
so I needed some, like, screener. Center. I needed some kind of a paywall to screen that out. And I also wanted to screen out people who weren't serious. So, like, again, it's nominal, but if you were going to throw in just to, like, see what would happen or throw in a joke or something, that's enough. Even though it's nominal, it's enough to say, like, oh, well, I'm not going to spend the money just to poke fun at this guy.
And you're essentially buying a lottery ticket. I mean, there's something behind it. You're given some passion, but you're buying a chance at something bigger.
I mean, the lawyer hat in me has to say, well, it's not a lottery because it's not it's not a game of chance.
Right.
I think it's a little bit more like signing up for like a 5K. Like, you know, there's administrative costs to running this sort of a giveaway.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're covering. But it's merit-based, 100% on the essay.
Good. That makes sense.
All right, and here's Terry has texted us from Mattoon. Is that how you say it?
Terry, yeah.
And maybe he wants to enter, because the deadline is the 28th. You can go to the website, which is chimerascomics.com, to register. Do this essay, 500 words or less. What percentage of your business is non-comics, meaning games or collectibles?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, right now for us, I would say it's maybe like 30, maybe 40%. It's something to remember in any business is the Pareto efficiency theorem, the 80-20 rule. You know, 80% of your output comes from 20% of your effort, and vice versa, right? Like 80% of your stress comes from 20% of your life.
Right.
So, like, for instance, I used to do a lot more with gaming, but I didn't know anything about it. So I did a really bad job, and it was only 20% of my income, but it was 80% of my stress. So I started doing less of that. Now, if you were to come in and know a lot about gaming, for example, or toys or something like that, and you wanted to bring that passion in, it could certainly be more. This could have been half comic book store, half toy store. It could have been, you know, 90% game store, 10% comic book store. And the new winner can do whatever they want
with it. Up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill, are you registering?
I've already registered. So some comic book shops really have a large inventory of older vintage comics, you know, stuff from the golden age of comics.
Sure.
Does your store have that or not? Have you stayed away from that?
Well, we do have some of the older vintage comics. We do not have a large collection of those. You know, most of the really hot key books, they move pretty quickly. We've sold the first Wolverine. We sold the first appearance of Spider-Man. That was a popular story when it happened. So when you get those things in, they don't hang around very often. I have a lot of back issue comic books, but not like the Silver Age, what I call the higher end stuff. The market trends toward graphic novels now.
Yeah, right.
I think there's people who are coming in genuinely interested in the stories. You know, they saw Ant-Man. They say, oh, I really want to read more Ant-Man stories. And they don't care so much about getting the older books as they do. Like, I just want the story. And the graphic novels are a nice collection all in one place. And so those continue to eat up the market share and just grow.
Is Archie still around? Because that was my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, resurging, right?
It's a renaissance for Archie. Yeah, because they do, you know, the classic Archies, but then they have one that's more aimed at like a teen audience.
I got that one too.
Sophisticated. And then I think there's even like horror Archies and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Some of them can be pretty frightening.
But the most popular of all time is Little Lulu, right? No comic will ever eclipse Little Lulu.
Oh, that's why Little Lulu is painted in the front window of my store. Yeah. I have a tattoo of Little Lulu on my chest.
Look at that.
That's beautiful.
What about Little Jinx? I like Little Jinx.
I actually haven't heard of Little Jinx.
Richie Rich, that was the whole Archie spinoff, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Richie Rich, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Josie and the Pussycats, I think all come from the Archie universe.
Yeah.
All right, so someone else.
Are those Harvey Comics? Is that who put those out?
Oh, yeah, that does sound familiar, but I think the company now is actually just called Archie Comics.
Oh, are they?
I think they just call them what they are, yeah.
For some reason, we only read those when we were taking a car trip somewhere. I have no idea why, but my parents would only get those for us if we were driving somewhere. I can't figure it out.
That's kind of the fun about comics is there's so much nostalgia there that you never know what's going to quite remind you of something like that.
That's
so
true.
Cool, yeah.
That is what the good, nice feeling is about comics. And perhaps someone listening wants to own their own comic book store. Now is your chance. Chimera's Comics in Oaklawn, giving away the shop to someone who will love it. Someone with passion and ideas and ambition to make this store amazing. That's what you said. Carmelo Chimera, good luck to you. Again, the website where people can enter until the 28th, so 3 more days.
That's right. Chimerascomics.com. Chimeras comics.com.
I noticed the deadline is right after the mayoral election, so you'll probably get some run over. Some people who didn't win the mayoral thing will probably be applying to you. Just be ready.
That's right. The backup plan, if you can't be the mayor of Chicago, own Chimera's Comics.
Yes. Everybody's happy. Thank you, Carmelo. Great to see you.
Thanks
Good
for
luck.
Having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
To meet you.
More after this. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.